This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Amen. We love being your cheerleader, celebrating the good stuff, big and small in your life. But you have to share your story with us. 713-881-5500. You can be on our Can I Get an Amen story. Just start with your name, where you're calling from, and then launch into your good news, okay?
My name is Brian Rose. I'm from Baytown, Texas, and I'm so grateful for my roommate and my new employer. I literally just got out of a homeless shelter, and this security job kind of just fell into my lap, and I literally had nothing to my name. Now I have a car, I'm about to get an apartment, and I'm just so grateful for my employer and my roommate.
Holy cow, Brian! First of all, sir, proud of you for turning this around and getting things together, man.
Thank you. Yes, I'm so excited.
What are you doing for a job now?
I'm a security officer. Kind of just happened. Like, I kind of got into some trouble at my roommate's apartment, and I explained to the officer, like, my situation, and he just offered me a job out of nowhere.
Oh, wow.
Holy, can we talk crazy about that police officer, too, please?
Yeah, I started a fire in the back of my apartment complex, and somebody had called the police, and he actually had his gun pulled on me. I thought I was about to go to jail. Well, they called the property owner of the apartment complex to see if they wanted to file charges, and they said no. And then he was asking me about my situation, like, what's going on and everything. And I explained to him that I just got out of a homeless shelter. I have nothing to my name. I'm staying with a roommate right now. They're trying to help me out. And he was like, you know what? I'll give you a security job. I'll even let you have a company car. You can use it for personal reasons or whatever. I just want to help you out.
Brother, that's an angel in your life right there, my friend.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was not expecting that at all, and I am so blessed.
Well, we are proud of you, and I got to tell you, you keep up with us and let us know how it's going, okay? How you get things settled away for an apartment and everything, okay?
Yes, sir. I sure will.
And
I really
stop making
it.
Fires, okay?
Definitely. Definitely, for sure.
All right, for Brian this morning, can I get an amen for his story?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Thank you, guys.
713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen, George, Mo, and Eric with a K. And did you know that today is wear your pajamas to work day?
Oh, wow. That's every day for Mo.
Yeah, seriously.
I wish I'd known that. I would have worn pajamas.
Like what?
Well, you don't wear pajamas, though. You wear, like,
Athleisure.
Athleisure. Yes. That's what I was looking for.
But that's what I wear.
Yeah, but that's not pajamas.
Like you would wear pants with SpongeBob on them?
Yeah, I don't want George to tell me what he wears to bed. I imagine that he wears those old-timey, like, Christmas PJs.
Yeah.
That have, like, the collar on them.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
I love those.
Yeah.
Flannel?
I do wear, I have a collar on every night when I go to bed.
And he wears, like, a Santa hat.
That you flops know? Over. Don't wake Daddy. It's like, don't wake Daddy.
Ma in her kerchief and Pa in his cap.
I want to know, though. Okay, I want to know, you don't work from home, okay? You are not working from home, but you get to wear, you actually have worn pajamas to work.
Mm-hmm. Like what you do?
Yeah.
I want to know what profession allows that.
What is your situation that allows you? Okay. 713-881-5500. If you've ever worn pajamas to work, I want to know why. Okay. I really do. I'm interested to know, how did this even come about? Pajamas at work day. I want to know. All right. So call us 713-881-5500, especially if you wear the collar at night, like I do, in the little cap. And, coming up next, we'll do some good news. It's the 610 Amen next on the Bull. It's Wear Pajamas to Work Day today, which fascinates me. If you're not working from home, I want to know, when have you worn pajamas to work?
Amanda's on the phone. Amanda, tell us your story.
So I work for a very big government job in the Houston area, and we can actually wear whatever we want as long as it's not see-through or revealing. And believe it or not, project managers, utility supervisors, people of upper levels actually wear sweats to work, leisure clothing.
What?
Okay.
No.
And it's very comfortable.
Yeah, athleisure. Mm-hmm. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get that. Do they actually, somebody wears pajamas sometimes?
I mean, if you want to consider the sweatpants with like a little zipper hoodie, the cute little ones with like what you call slides to work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They wear the sleeping booties, the boots, like the
shoe
boots.
Boots.
I want to know if it says juicy across the back is what I want to know.
No.
You're confirming everything George has said about the government since I've met him.
Yep, it's very comfortable. Yeah. It's a very comfortable job.
I love it. And it says here that Amanda's in quotes. Is Amanda your real name?
No.
I think that answered everything we want to know there, too. 713-881-5500. Wear pajamas to work today.
Melissa in New Caney, what was your job that allowed you to wear PJs to work?
I was loss prevention at Walmart.
Wait, okay, what's
you
that
had
mean?
To fit in with the people.
Is that what that means? You had to be incognito?
Yeah, so that's where you walk around, you act like you're shopping or whatever, and you just kind of go incognito.
Hold on.
Make sure they're not stealing.
You had to go incognito at Walmart, and they made you wear pajamas to fit in with the people of Walmart. Because if you dress nice, then you would be too suspicious.
So it's optional. So my partner and I had decided that we were going to wear pajamas this day. It was just kind of like an optional kind of day where we decided to wear pajamas. But, I mean, you really can wear whatever you want to wear.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine them with Crocs as well.
Crocs are life. So
right.
It totally
exactly. Just to be one with the people.
All right, Melissa, you have made my day. I love this so much. All right, wear pajamas to work day. Evidently, you can do it in the government and in Walmart. Here on the Morning Bullpen. All right, we're going to have some fun about 7:30. Set a reminder. Make sure, I know you get busy in the morning, but make sure you're back for the 10-minute tune coming up at 7:30 this morning. You can even be part of it here on 100.3 The Bull.
Has anybody listening ever done one of those food challenges at a restaurant where you get like the T-shirt that says, I conquered the hill of mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Or you ate the 55-pound steak or whatever.
Exactly. I want to talk to people who have done a food challenge. Mm-hmm. 713-881-5500. I don't care if they accomplished the task or if they failed miserably.
Because you were in, I saw your post over the weekend.
He's still sweating from it.
Yes. Listen, I love Fat Boys Pizza. Shout out Fat Boys Pizza. Hashtag not an ad. They're in Katy. But I'm not eating there for at least a month.
Could you even think about pizza right now?
No.
Does it make you gag?
No.
So okay. What's the challenge that you did?
Okay, so they're known for like big slices of pizza.
Huge.
But this piece, they had a bunch of people from the media and also the mayor of freaking Katy. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
You're big time.
Come out to Fat Boys Pizza, and they had 2-foot slices of pizza.
Two feet long.
2 feet long?
Yeah.
Almost as big as you.
Just imagine a pizza. Yeah. Imagine a whole pizza, and they just cut off the edges.
Okay. Oh,
so it's basically a whole pizza.
Right,
and
yeah.
See who could eat the most in 7 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Where, how did you do?
I got second place.
It's always the small guys. Have you noticed that? It's like not usually the big guys in a food challenge.
Really?
It's the small guys that get the
You
get
ate
the
it
win,
all so. And you ate it fast?
No, I did not eat it all. I definitely did not
so
eat it all.
So how'd you get second place?
Because Sean Pendergast was there and got first place.
He ate it all.
He ate it all, yeah.
And you were the second most.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Gross.
All right, so we want to know, have you ever done a food challenge of any kind? 713-881-5500. We'd love to talk to you this morning. Mo, you ever done a food challenge?
But I think I could. Like right now, I'm starving.
Really?
Yeah, I want pizza more than anything in the world.
No, I'm sorry, Fat Boys Pizza.
Who delivers right now?
Oh, I don't know. Can you order pizza at this time of the morning? I'm not sure.
Do you do this, George?
You know what? The only, and I got to say, I'm pretty proud of myself because year before last, at Hempstead Watermelon Festival.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
I was in the watermelon eating contest.
Yes.
And I did pretty well for myself.
No, you
so
did
thank
not.
You.
I
did.
No,
I
you
did
didn't.
Well. I finished like fourth.
Oh, my gosh. That's and not that
I will
good.
Say this. They were taking pictures of the top three,
yes.
And I slid in anyway.
Of course you did.
George, we have won ACM awards together, and you posted more pictures of your watermelon eating contest than you did the ACMs. You
I got was proud of that. I was very proud. Out of that. Have you ever done a food challenge? We'd like to know. You can join the show right now and tell us how you did. All right. 713-881-5500. Now on the Bull. Right, Eric came in second in the pizza eating challenge for Fat Boys Pizza over the weekend. I placed fourth at the Hempstead Watermelon Eating Contest.
Gosh.
I have pictures to prove it, by the way. Most ever done a food challenge, but we want to know, have you?
Lynn's on the phone in Shepherd. Hey, Lynn, what'd you eat?
Ice cream.
Ooh, tell
well,
us more.
I could do that one, I think, yeah.
It was scoops of ice cream for an ice cream company.
Wait, how many?
It was scoops of ice cream. We had to see who could eat 3 scoops the fastest.
Oh, brain freeze. It hurts just to talk about it.
How'd you do, Lynn?
I got third. I did it in 2 minutes.
2 minutes? I could eat three scoops
right?
in 2 minutes.
That doesn't seem impressive, Lynn.
When you're trying to get down,
turn you down. I could totally take you down.
It wasn't the brain freeze that got me. It was the top of the mouth that just turned to like rubber.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. All right, Lynn, thank you. I appreciate it. 713-881-5500. Food challenges.
Of course, our friend Jimmy in Richmond has done a food challenge. Hey, Jimmy, what was your food?
It was chicken wings.
Ew. Ew. Ew.
Boneless?
Gosh.
Bone in, baby.
Yeah, of course. I've seen this before. You put the whole thing
strip
in your mouth
bone.
And then you just pull it out.
Ugh. Oh.
Yeah, strip the bone.
Oh, sick. Oh, I cannot.
How many were you able to do?
Well, they gave us 4.5 pounds in 8 minutes and said, eat as much as you can. And then they took what was left, what you didn't eat and what you did, and the bones that you left over and put them back all together and reweighed.
And how'd you place?
How'd you place?
I won both times.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, subtle flex.
Professional. Yeah.
I won both times.
Sick.
I'm a champion. Yeah, I'm a champion food eater.
The first time I ate 25 ounces and the second, not as much, 19.
I don't, for perspective, how many wings is that?
About 30, maybe. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I think we've come up with a new diet. Just do a food challenge and you'll never want to have that food again.
Right? And then later on, I did another one at another restaurant.
Okay,
it was progressive.
Got it, man. I got to run. Sorry about that.
Jimmy's like, and then another time, and right now I'm actually eating.
And then this one time in banking.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Jimmy.
So.
What was your food challenge? 713-881-5500. We absolutely love it when you're listening on the Odyssey app, and we appreciate getting calls from everywhere, all over the country. And right now, Ryan is listening up in Arkansas. Ryan, what was the food challenge that you did, brother?
I did the one wing challenge at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wait, that's like the super spicy one?
Oh, yeah. It's the hottest one they have.
What?
The
did you
one
die?
Wing challenge.
I almost said there was drool. It's not going everywhere, but I did finish it.
Oh man.
I mean, that's bad for your, like, esophagus and, like, everything, right?
Ryan, I did the one chip challenge. Remember that chip that everybody was getting sick and, like, almost dying on?
Yes.
I did that.
Oh, yeah. I've done that, too.
What? What is wrong with you?
I like spicy stuff. It's pretty fun.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's
say this. Ryan does live in Arkansas. Let's start there, okay? Ryan, we love you. Listen up there, man.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. Food challenge. 713-881-5500. Now on the Bull. All right, coming up at 7:30 this morning, you can give us your suggestion on what you think Eric should sing about on the 10-minute tune. We'll get a new one out of him coming up here on the Morning Bullpen. But right now we're talking in the studio about caterpillars. Don't we have like two kinds of caterpillars, Mo, that we got to be careful of here in Texas?
Yeah, so we're trying to teach the kids, like, don't touch any because we don't want to risk it. Mm-hmm. We have the asp, which will sting you.
Yeah, they're
right?
The stinging ones. Yeah, yeah.
But we have the other ones that, like, eat your plants. I don't know what they're called. I'm sure they're called something.
I think they're called woolly bears. Isn't that adorable?
Why do you know that?
I don't know.
And they're getting bigger. I read this. They're getting fuzzier because they're trying to adapt to our Houston weather.
Oh.
And so they're all big, fuzzy caterpillars, and we just kill them all.
Wow. And so you have to be careful to, because it's eating like all the stuff you're putting out. If you're putting out
correct.
A garden, if you have plants around the house.
And they just
stuff,
started, so. George. Like if you have a yard, you're noticing it's an issue.
It's an issue right
they're
now.
They're everywhere. So.
That is not the plot line I remember from Hungry, Hungry Caterpillar, the book that my boys read when they were growing up. So
you mean the Very Hungry Caterpillar?
No, it's called the Hungry Hungry. Wasn't it Hungry Hungry Caterpillar?
No, it's Hungry Hungry Hippos is a game where you just bash a board.
No, I
like
know
that.
The game. I know, but I thought it was Hungry Hungry Caterpillar.
Let me see. Hold on. I'll be the tiebreaker.
Hungry
wait, I shouldn't challenge the literacy maven over here, the one who works with the Barbara Bush Literacy Foundation.
I mean, try me.
Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on.
The one who has a child under the age of 20.
True. Yeah, probably shouldn't challenge her, but I swear I thought that was.
It is officially.
What?
The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Okay.
Give me $100.
Okay, is that the one where you put your finger through it too?
It is.
And you wiggled like your fingers and stuff? Okay, I remember it.
It's just blur. It's a blur.
It's just... It's the Morning Bullpen is what it is. That actually explains us perfectly here if you think about it. All right, so watch out for the caterpillar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Bullpen, George, Mo, and Eric with a K, and we just want to say thank you again for helping us out last week with our One Pet, One Vet. We're inching very close to our 35th dog. If you want to find out more, you can always check out The Bull Houston. That's our actual website, and you can find out there on how to help. Or if you know of a veteran that could use the services, it'll give you all the information on how to get in touch with them there. Right now, though, it's time to have a little fun this morning and find out what Eric can create on our 10-minute tune. But, Mo, this all starts with suggestions we get from Bull Nation.
Oh, we couldn't do it without y'all. You call in, let us know what's on your mind, what you think Eric should write a song about, and then we take that into consideration. Bethany is on the phone in Sugarland. Hey, Bethany, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I'd like Bethany to sing about how when my dad picks me, when my dad drops me off, I'm never late. But when my mom drops me off, I'm always late.
Bethany!
Who's dropping you off today?
My dad.
Obviously. Your dad.
Okay, you're on time. Have to ask that.
Wait, did your dad put you up to this,
dad,
or is it really true?
He's cackling in the background right now. Bethany, is your dada a silly goose?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. Never late when dad drops her off, but always late when mom. I feel like, Mo, Eric, I feel like we've started something here.
Yeah,
that
no, I think we got right in the middle of something, George, on accident.
I love
all right,
it.
Bethany, I'm going to write this one down, and I'm putting silly goose right beside it. Let's see. How about let's go to this one here this morning and see what we have.
That's Brooklyn in Sugarland. Hey, what should I sing about today?
I think about when last.
Oh, hang on, Brooklyn. I tell you what. Check your phone. If you're on a speakerphone, it's cutting out like every other word. So let's see if we can't get you off the speakerphone and tell us again what you want to sing about.
I think you should sing about when teachers get on your last nerve in class.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa. People are just like throwing darts today.
Are you a good little student, Brooklyn?
I would think so.
I would beg to differ. I can guarantee that the teacher does not agree with that.
Let's see. I tell you what we're going to do, Brooklyn. I'm going to write this down, and I'm going to invite any teacher that has a Brooklyn to call and tell us what they think. 713-881-5500.
Somebody got detention today.
5500 is the number. It's our 10-minute tune suggestion. John is in Houston. John, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
How about trying to keep your religion and driving Houston at the same time?
I'm supposed to live like Jesus, but what would Jesus do right now?
Exactly. There you go. What would he say to this person?
He would cut you off without signaling.
Oh my God.
Just like everybody else in Houston.
John, are hand gestures considered losing your religion while driving in Houston? Yeah, I guess it would be.
Certain ones, yeah.
Yeah, certain
I would think
ones.
So.
You're number one, yeah. Okay.
Number
All right.
one, yeah, right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What do you think, Eric? Keeping your religion and driving in Houston traffic.
We've all been there. Let's do it.
John, yeah. We're going to choose you today, buddy.
Awesome, man. Thank you, guys.
I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock. We'll find out how he does religion and driving in Houston traffic. Can they coexist? We'll find out on the 10-minute tune coming up next here on The Bull.
Thank you, brother.
What are we 2 months away from Parker and George and Katie Offerman over at A&M?
Not
Is that right?
Far.
Oh, man. I can't believe it's already here. And I'm hoping that it's not going to be 187 degrees by then. Mo's up buying it. It's the Morning Bullpen. That's Parker McCollum getting your morning started here on 100.3 The Bull. It's time to find out what Eric has created for us. You heard the call a little bit earlier. I believe it was John, right? that
John.
Called in.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He called in and said he wanted Eric to sing about.
Same time. How about trying to keep your religion and driving Houston at the same time?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Driving and keeping your religion.
I get it. It's an everyday battle for me.
So Eric liked that one. And it's been a rough couple of mornings traffic-wise. So thought it might be a good idea to do this when he's back in the studio.
Here I am. And there's actually a song called Losing My Religion. And I figured
I'd
go ahead and do it to that song. And this is not about me. I'm not one of these road rage people. I actually get very passive, like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Stop.
This goes out to you, honey. Okay. My wife. Knock it off.
I love her so much.
Knock it off.
He chose violence, evidently, with this one this morning. All right. It's our 10-minute tune now here on The Bold.
Stuck in traffic, yelling at an old lady, move it! Trying to keep my cool, but I don't know if I can do it. Sometimes I cuss too much. Oh, you mother don't cut me off. That's me in the car now. That's me at a red light, losing my religion. I'm usually super nice, but I can't keep my road rage hidden. This traffic jam, it sucks. I've had enough. I think that I'm gonna be late. I think that I'm gonna cry. That's my middle finger up high.
Oh, wow.
I like this one. And evidently so does my wife, Deanna. She texted in the middle of it. And she was like, this is you. This is totally
no,
you.
No, George.
The one thing she gets on me is I use the punishment horn a lot. And she's like, okay, that's enough of the horn. That is enough of it. So, yeah, losing my religion and trying to keep it and stay in Houston traffic. What did you think about that? You have somebody you think it applies to? You can send it to them as part of our podcast. Just go to themorningbullpen.com. And you can download it there or share it with somebody. And if you subscribe, you never, ever miss a 10-minute tune here on The Bull. Hey, Mo, Eric, did you get my text message yesterday?
I don't know.
The one where I professed how much you meant to me and how wonderful it had been working with you. And
no, you've never texted me anything like that.
You know, I did see a text come in. I skipped it, though.
You know what? I wonder if it was maybe the service went away because I nearly died yesterday on the airplane coming back to Houston.
What?
And you know how when you have that near-death experience and the tunnel of light starts narrowing.
The first thing you do is text your coworkers.
Texting.
Yeah.
I love you. I've always enjoyed working with you, Mo.
Whatever.
No, I really, I mean, I almost died yesterday. First of all, I mean, you've heard about all the trouble that they've had with airplanes, right?
Oh, sure. Yes. Did you have airplane trouble?
Oh, my gosh, Eric. We were getting ready to land, and we were maybe 6 inches from landing.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, the pilot, like, turns on the jets, literally, and goes straight back up.
Whoa.
So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we've hit a plane, we've done something.
No. Oh, no.
Landing gear issue.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the problem?
Evidently, it was just a little windy. When we landed, the pilot was like, yeah, the winds were a little tricky, so we thought we'd go around one more time. And I was not alone on that plane yesterday. Everybody. I mean, rosary beads came out.
Yeah.
There were prayer cloths being put on the floor.
No, I mean, believe you. I've been in those situations where you hear everybody, just one combined gasp.
Gasp.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it was. Because you know how it is when a plane starts to land, and it's like, you're like, okay, here we go, get ready for the bump, and then all of a sudden you're looking at the sky going straight back up.
That's unsettling, like, fair.
Although I did feel a little bit like I was in Top Gun, too. Yesterday. Stop it. That was kind of, I looked like Tom Cruise, you know.
Sure. Let's go play some volleyball, George. Sure.
Have you ever had like that you think you're going to die moment kind of thing?
Oh, I had that here at work. Remember the elevator went out on me.
Oh, I do remember that.
I was coming up here to the 19th floor. Yeah, and then just all of a sudden it went 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12. I mean, I was going, ah!
By the way, anybody who works in the building security, I want that video. I want the video from the elevator.
It was terrifying. Evidently, they were like, and when I got back to the bottom floor, I went out and I go, so I was shaking. I go, security, that elevator just dropped. And he goes, oh my goodness, they're doing service on that elevator. You're not supposed to use that one.
Only you would that happen to.
Mo, you ever had near death kind of thing?
I'm not as dramatic as you two are, just to be clear.
You know what?
I've been in some sticky situations. Yeah. You remember that one time, Eric, I don't think you were here yet, when I walked out to leave for work, and it's like 3:00 in the morning. I lived in the Heights, and there was a man actively trying to steal my husband's truck.
What?
Oh, I do.
He was like in it.
And you like walked out on it. Yeah.
It was happening.
What did you do?
I walked back in.
Oh, you didn't go, hey, you.
No, I didn't feel safe doing that. I just assume everyone is armed. So I was like, all right, buddy, we're good. I'm going to keep mine in my purse. And I'm going to go back in my house. You do you.
Guess it's time to get a new truck.
You know what? You go ahead and take that truck.
It's all yours. Right,
so here's the keys.
The one thing I remember about you living in that area is how many times your husband had to replace a tailgate.
Tailgate. That's still a thing.
That's
what?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They stole his tailgate
all the time in town.
No, Eric, not once,
no,
not twice, not three times.
Right.
I mean, it was like four or five
yes.
times.
And yet another time I walked out and the wheels were gone. It was on bricks.
What?
Like it
no
happened
way.
All the time.
But see, if that had been us, it would have been a whole big
no,
thing.
No, it's not dramatic.
Just, like,
it's fine.
By.
It's just another day in Houston, y'all. Like, be chill, okay?
I think that explains our show right there.
Be chill.
It's George, Mo, and Eric on the Morning Bullpen.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Kaylee's in Cleveland this morning, and she's going to try to take $100 from Mo. And here's how you get it, Kaylee.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Kaylee, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here now, Kaylee, and we'll get this game started, okay?
Get out of here, Mo. Good luck.
All right, Kaylee, 5 country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number 1, boom. Chris Jansen just dropped the news that he really wants to buy a blank to put in his yard. Does he want to buy A, a plastic deer, B, a cannon, or C, a koi pond?
I'm going to go with the cannon.
Question number 2. Thank God. This country star let his 4-year-old daughter Kingsley help him pack for his upcoming tour. I mean, what if he hadn't? Can you name this star?
JJ Watt.
Question number 3. Shaq. Yes, that Shaq helped sling drinks at Garth Brooks' new bar in Nashville. What Garth song is that bar named after?
Friends in Low Places.
Question number 4. Waylon Jennings once asked Alan Jackson, what the heck is a Chattahoochee? Alan explained, it's a river that runs between Georgia and this southern state. Is it A, Oklahoma, B, Alabama, or C, New York?
Oklahoma.
Question number 5. This Texas legend says that his streams have been, well, higher than him since Beyonce put him on her new album. Do you know what Texas legend I'm talking about?
Randy Travis.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against today. Miss Mo.
Hello, what's going on?
Oh, Kaylee got a little rattled, but she still managed to pull off 2 out of the 5 answers.
Hey, not bad, not bad.
Let's see how you do, Mo. Question number 1. Mm-hmm. Boom. Chris Jansen just dropped the news that he really wants to buy a blank to put in his yard. Does he want to buy A, a plastic deer, B, a cannon, or C, a koi pond?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to take your hint, boom, and guess it's a cannon.
It is a cannon.
Oh, that,
and that is so
like
Chris Jansen.
A very bad
so
idea.
So Chris Jansen. Kaylee picked up on that hint, yes. So it's 1-1.
Question number two. Thank God. This country star let his 4-year-old daughter, Kingsley, help him pack for his upcoming tour. I mean, what if he hadn't? Can you name the star?
Oh, it's Kane Brown.
It is Kane Brown.
Oh. Two clues, George.
Thank
two
God.
Clues.
And what if? Two clues in that one. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Mo's winning 2-1 now.
Question number three. Shaq. Yes, that's Shaq. Mm-hmm. Help sling drinks at Garth Brooks' new bar in Nashville. What Garth song is the bar named after?
Oh, it's, isn't it? It's Friends in Low Places is the song.
That's correct. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. What song is it named after? Yeah, it's called the Friends in Low Places Bar in Honky Tonk
something.
Or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Kaylee got that.
Nice,
girl. So it's 3-2.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. Waylon Jennings once asked Alan Jackson, what the heck is a Chattahoochee?
Okay.
He told him it was a river that runs between Georgia and this other southern state.
Oh, no.
Is it A, Oklahoma, B, Alabama, or C, New York?
Oh, crap. Well, I guess it has to be Alabama.
It is Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I do not do geography.
Neither does Kaylee because she said Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is above Texas. I do know that.
4-2. Mo's winning.
And final question. Question number five. This Texas legend says his streams have been, well, higher than him since Beyonce put him on her new album. Can you name this Texas legend?
Oh, my gosh. Is it Willie Nelson?
It is Willie Nelson. Higher than him was the clue.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Whoa. All right. Well, Mo got 5 out of 5, Kaylee. That means she protected her money.
Dang. This is Kaylee in Cleveland, and Mo knows country.
Yeah, girl, you better brush up before you come back, okay?
Stop. Come back soon.
I will.
Bye,
all right.
Girl.
It's Mo Knows Country. Your chance to play her again tomorrow morning, 8:20 will be the next chance to take the money here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.